too late, Jason. Get the mop. Grandma and Grandpa's 40th wedding anniversary was quite an occasion. Because of its significance, notice was given in the Charlotte Observer of the date and time of the event. Also posted in the paper were the details of the formal party that was being held at Manette and Lou's house, along with Patricia's address on Hellsworth Drive. This public notification resulted in the unforeseen and uninvited attendance of two mystery guests of dubious reputation. The receiving line and most of the activities were being held in the front room of the Trosh residence. Ted and I, along with several others, had made our way back to the kitchen where the stock of champagne and food was being prepared to be served in the front room. As we were standing around sampling the champagne and food, two guests who, unlike the others, had entered the party through the back door of the residence, thus avoiding the receiving line, joined us. At the time, we didn't take note of these unique circumstances, and since there were many guests and visitors, we thought these two guests had simply avoided the crowd at the front entrance. One of these guests was low-key, but the other visitor was quite the life of the party. Loud and boisterous, with the somewhat unusual and crass sense of humor, this particular guest immediately joined Ted and myself for champagne and strawberries in the kitchen and made himself right at home. His loud and somewhat obnoxious manner had soon drawn the attention of others that wandered in, and they wondered what his connection was to the Conrad family. Everyone suspected that these two visitors, whose dress was a bit out of place for a formal occasion, were members of Grandpa's Kiwanis Club or perhaps the Red Fez Club. One thing was certain, though. These two characters could certainly consume copious amounts of champagne and had a definite affinity for strawberries. Strawberries were the only food item on display in the kitchen. Ted and I soon noticed that these two visitors had consumed about 5 bottles of champagne between them and were finishing off what had originally been about half a peck of strawberries. At the same time, the extroverted visitor was now providing loud commentary about every incident taking place in the house. By this time, everyone figured that these visitors were probably acquaintances of Ted or myself, although we were socializing with them only because of their hilarious and unusual manner. By this time, the effects of the champagne were beginning to take hold, and the kitchen was becoming quite a boisterous party in its own right, although most of the proper guests appeared to be avoiding us for some reason. Soon the party came to a climax with somebody dropping a champagne glass on the floor that shattered loudly. Our so-called friend immediately seized on the situation and began to loudly and repeatedly exclaim for all the guests to hear, "Jason, Jason, get the broom. Too late, Jason, get the mop." Now this went on for several minutes, during which Ted and I enthusiastically joined in the chorus. Ted actually seemed to have a grasp on the cryptic meaning of the phrase. I thought perhaps it was a Masonic code phrase or something. But to the rest of the guests and myself, the meaning of this now constantly repeated command remained a mystery. After the party was over and the function was being discussed, conversation turned to the identity of these two mystery guests who had become such a topic of discussion at the party. Eventually the mystery was solved. It was determined that these two vagabonds had been bums that lived near the corner of Trade and Tryon Street. After reading about the event in the Charlotte Observer, they had decided to attend. Now, at Grandma and Grandpa's 50th anniversary party, Ted actually conducted a manhunt in downtown Charlotte in order to locate the vagabond whom we all now referred to as Jason, in order to extend an invitation to attend the festivities for the 50th anniversary. But, sadly, he was nowhere to be found.